With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
Bledsoe, 12 points in the second half.
The head coach.
Again, his speed, you can't teach speed. You know, he knows how to use it.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, does anybody really care about this game? I mean, we can talk about it if you want, but 108-89, the Timberwolves over the Bucks. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Anthony Mandela as well. Bucks lose, but the story of tonight, well, actually, there's really two stories. Number one, Malcolm Brogdon got hurt. They're saying it's a quad strain. I'm going to tell you what I've been told by a couple different people. And one person tell me who was watching the Timberwolves broadcast that they could see Brogdon's mouth this. Something, I heard something pop. Okay. If that is indeed the case, and the T-Wolves broadcasters have that correct, he's screwed. All right. Anytime you hear something pop, you're done. That's my experience, at least, in watching sports and covering sports. Whenever an athlete says, I heard something pop, or another athlete says, boy, when that guy got hit, I heard something pop. Normally, that means you're done. Normally. Now, maybe this is the exception to the rule. Let's further along the discussion. They say it's a quad strain. I thought when he went down, I'm like, oh boy, ACL, knee, or something horrible. Say quad strain. So I was like, okay. I happened to be on the phone with Gary Ellerson at that moment in time, because he was equally as depressed, and he just had knee surgery today, so he's all drugged up on top of it. And he and I were talking. I said, well, quad strain, that's not so bad. I said, but what's the popping thing? He said, where did you hear that from? And I told him. He said, oh, boy. I said, what? He said, that's what happened to my son. He goes, and that's what happened to Amon Green. I'm like, huh? So apparently there's like a bunch of tendons or whatever else. And if that pops, according to GE, who's had his son go through it, and apparently Amon Green went through it, that's a major surgery. I said, how major? He's like, it's like an ACL surgery. It's a major surgery. He's done probably for the year if that is what happened. Now, there's two ways to look at this. The first way is to say what this does to the Bucks' current team on the floor. Right? It hurts you numerous ways. It hurts you from either a bench score, if he was going to go back to the bench with Jabari Parker coming back, or it hurts you from a starting perspective if Bledsoe can't stay healthy and stay on the floor, because he also has had his issues throughout his career, as we all know. So it hurts you with the current team right now, okay? But let's throw the second factor into how it hurts you. Hurts trades. Because I would think he was going to be a piece possibly in trying to get a bigger player, bigger name player. Him with Jabari Parker, him with Chris Milton, him with whoever, to kind of put it over the top. I think that's how this might have happened. Now, I don't know if Brogdon's name has been brought up in conversations with, you know, every team they've talked to about every single player. But leading up to this point, we've heard Brogdon's name quite a bit in rumors. So if his name was in any type of rumor, in any type of discussions that were kind of progressing down the road, see ya. That's done. So not only does it kind of screw you now, But it also might kind of screw you with what you wanted to do a week from today when the deadline comes. So it hurts two ways. So now you're in a situation, because earlier today, I don't know if you saw the report, there was a report out, several teams are interested in Tyreek Evans, one of which are the Milwaukee Bucks, according to the report. Which obviously now makes him even more important to get Tyreek Evans to replace Malcolm Brogdon if he is hurt for any significant amount of time. And we don't know. As of right now, it's a strain. So until we find out more from the Bucks, we're going to go with the strain, and hopefully he's not out for a significant amount of time. But again, when you can't put pressure on your leg, and you're being carried off and not putting any pressure on your leg, and when you have the ability to walk off and say to your teammates, no, don't touch me, I'm just going to sit here and wait for the trainer, that doesn't tell me he's back tomorrow night. Tomorrow night home, Jabari Parker's return, everybody. Bye-bye, Malcolm Brogdon. I swear to God. They're not meant to have a healthy squad altogether at any single time. They're just not. I know how Sixers fans feel now. They're really not meant to have everybody healthy at any given time. Just not meant to be for this team. But these players, whatever. Call it a jinx, call it karma, whatever. It just doesn't feel like it's meant to be, folks. So now, you got to figure out what you're going to do for Brogdon. Now, I tell you one thing. Mumford, I haven't seen a lot of G League games. I don't mind what I saw tonight. Let's give him a little bit more run. I want Sterling Brown out there more. I want Sterling Brown to start. I've been on this now for about a week or so. Let him start. Let Bledsoe and him start. And see what happens going forward. Whether or not they do that, I have no idea. We'll have to wait and see. The other issue tonight, can somebody, all you Fire Kid guys, can you explain to me why Middleton and Giannis were in the game in the fourth quarter in a blowout? Somebody tell me. All you people that were so excited that, boy, look at their minutes, they're down. See, Prunty gets it. Kid's the worst coach in the whole wide world. And as I told you on postgame shows, well, it helps when you're blowing teams out. Helps when you're playing garbage teams and you're winning. Remember that conversation? So tonight, they're getting blown up the other way, and they're out there playing. There is zero reason for that. Zero. Don't tell me you only had six guys healthy and, well, they had to play. That's not the case. You had a whole bench full of guys. That game was over. They're 1-2 in minutes played. 1-2. And you're out there in a blowout. And oh, by the way, you play tomorrow night. And you play Sunday. You have one day off in the span of 4 days. One. And you're running them both out there in a blowout. Got me? Are we trying to get Giannis's numbers? Trying to get Middleton his average? Is that why? We're like, hey, coach, got to get my numbers, man. I need to get back out there, get my numbers, man. And Giannis, 17 points, 15 boards, 6 assists. 5 turnovers. Middleton, 7 of 20, 2 of 7 from 3, 5 of 5 from the line. 21 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 4 steals, 5 turnovers. 10 turnovers from those two. That's going to make it difficult. And you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn all night as a team. 37.5% from the field. That also is brutal. So tell me. What does this mean now for the Bucks with Malcolm Brogdon? What say you? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, the fan, the Bucks back down to 4 over, 27-23, 10-14 away from the BMO Harris Bradley Center. They come home tomorrow night to take on Jabari Parker and the Milwaukee Bucks. Did I say that? They come home tomorrow night to take on Jabari Parker and the Milwaukee. I like how that sounds. Now, he's going to play 15 minutes or so tomorrow night. And now, obviously, without Malcolm Brogdon, I can't imagine Bledsoe will be back tomorrow night, but I guess we'll wait and see. Jason Terry, we don't know about him. We'll go from there. All right, 414-799-1250. Where are we going first, Anthony Mandela?
Justin in North Carolina.
What's up, Justin?
What up, Spark, man? I was trying to call you Wednesday night after that win, man, but I was up in the hospital and the nurse took my darn iPad, so I can't watch any more of the Bucks.
What did you do? What's wrong? Wait. What's wrong with you?
So you got to tell your boy GE, man. I hope he's healing better from that knee injury. I hope he can hear me. But this diabetes stuff and that, I had diabetes ketoacidosis. And it's basically when your blood sugar gets super high and you don't get any insulin. It's real serious. So tell Gary, man.
Did you pass out?
That stuff you're eating. No, I didn't. I made it to the hospital and stuff, man. But, you know, they just took my iPad from me, man. But it was.
Yeah, Gary has warned me about what I'm supposed to do if that happens during the show. So I'm fully prepared for that if that were ever to happen here.
911, bro.
Yeah.
Call 911.
Yep, crazy.
Well, look, man, tonight, so I'm, you know me, Sparky, I was not anti-kid, and I'm not going to jump on Prunty for a bad game. But we know what Kid would have said in the
But they
game.
Didn't lose. Wait, timeout. They didn't lose because of Prunty. They lost because they were awful offensively. They lost because they were lethargic for half the game. No, my only problem with Prunty is they played their two best players for no reason in the fourth quarter.
And that's what I was about to get to, because we know Kid would have came to the press conference, he would have said a lack of energy. So there's a lack of energy tonight, too. They started out slow. They started out bad. Brogdon got hurt. So we saw Brogdon get hurt, and I hope it's just a quad strain, but like you said, it looked bad. You see Brogdon get hurt, and then we're in a blowout. We're in a game that we cannot win. This is where DJ Wilson and Rashad Vaughn should have been in the game to put up as many shots.
They eventually got in.
NBA experience. Yeah, but it's like with 2 minutes left to go. Mm-hmm. Giannis had to leave the game, and if he injured as well, because I saw him leave, you know, limp off or whatever. Like, you're risking, like, we already are hurt. We have one of our best players hurt, one of our trade assets hurt, and then you're going to leave Middleton, Snell, Dele, because Dele's pretty much a starter. Bledsoe can't go tomorrow. And like you said, a back-to-back with a Sunday game, that makes no sense. And I guarantee you one thing, Sparky, if that was Kid, your phone lines would be lit up for people with the fire.
Oh, you know that's right. Oh, yeah. Twitter would be blowing up, no question.
Now, what does it mean? I'm really concerned that, one, with Tyreek Evans, we got to give up another first-round pick for him.
Not doing it.
So
not doing it.
DeAndre Jordan, we got to give up a lot for him.
Yeah. And you just lost one of your key pieces probably in that deal in Brogdon.
So who else is out there then?
You're going to end up, a guard, I have no idea. But again, I mean, from the standpoint of Brogdon, if Parker plays well, his scoring doesn't kill you. Then Dellavedova and him are going to have to be the main two guards, and that's how it's going to be. Or Bledsoe and Dellavedova, yeah, are going to have to be your two main guards. You just won't have three-point guards unless you play Mumford some. And I think Mumford can be fine in spots. He can score, too.
Last point I got, man, I'm going to let you go, man. You know, Kilpatrick, what did you think about him tonight?
I thought he was all right. But again, if his deal is to be a scorer, and I think that's what his deal is if you're going to bring him off the bench, just let him go and play, then there's got to be a reason why they're not playing him. Either he's not sound on the defensive end and they don't trust him, or he freelances too much on the offensive end. There has to be a reason, because we knew he could score when they got him. We were all saying, boy, this will help some scoring off the bench, and he just sits there and watches every night.
Right. No, you're right, bro. Hey, man, I'm going to listen, man. Appreciate it, man. You know, hope GE gets healthy real soon, brother.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I hope he won't be in tomorrow, I don't think, but we're hoping for Monday, I think, is the goal.
He's watching this Badgers game. This won't add to his health.
No, he was watching the he was watching the Bucks game. No, because he was texting and calling me during the Bucks game, so I don't think he was watching the Badgers. Their season's over. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
Badgers, they're horrible. Nothing you can do about it. It is what it is. It's a bad year. They haven't had a bad year in like 100 years, so it's not end-of-the-world stuff. And you people that want to fire Greg Gard, you're also out of your damn mind. You also need to chill. It's a season, man. Relax. Goodness gracious. All right, 108-89, Timberwolves over the Bucks. Waiting words still from Joe Prunty on what's going on with everybody on this basketball team. They're saying it's a quad strain for Malcolm Brogdon. T-Wolves broadcasters say they read his lips and he said something. I heard something pop. Something popped. He's probably going to be done for a while, would be my guess. So we'll have to wait and see how this plays out here over the next couple of days. So that's the first issue. What do you do now if you're the Bucks with Malcolm Brogdon out? And the second issue is, somebody explain to me why Prunty was playing Giannis and Middleton deep into a blowout in the fourth quarter.
please, 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 please help me and explain to me why that was a good idea when you have a game tomorrow home against the Knicks in Jabari's debut, day off Saturday, and then you have to play Sunday against the Nets and get back on a plane. Just tell me. I'm interested to find out why in the world he'd be playing in the fourth quarter. Both of them. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All right, Bucks come up on the losing end tonight, 108-89. If you feel bad about Bucks basketball, you could be a Badger player right now. They've lost 7 of their last 8 games, never led in the game tonight, and they've lost 4 in a row for the first time since 2009. Just remember, it's just a bad season. It'll be okay. Timberwolves over the Bucks, 108-89. Story here, Malcolm Brogdon leaves with what they're calling a quad strain, awaiting further word besides quad strain. He couldn't walk on it, so you never know with how this is going to play out going forward, but I feel pretty safe to say he probably is not going to play tomorrow night or Sunday based on how he left the game, but we'll have to wait and see. Inside the box, John Henson, 32 minutes, 5 of 9 from the floor, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 14 points, 8 boards, 2 assists. For him, Giannis, 36 minutes, 6 of 14 from the floor, 0 of 1 from 3, 5 of 9 from the line, 17 points, 15 boards, 6 assists, 5 turnovers. Chris Middleton, 35 minutes, 7 of 20 from the floor, 2 of 7 from 3-point range, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 21 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 4 steals, 5 turnovers. Malcolm Brogdon, 10 minutes, 2 of 3 from the floor, 4 points for him before leaving with his injury. Tony Snell, 29 minutes, 1 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 6 from 3-point range, 2 points, 3 boards, 1 assist for him. Off the bench, 25 minutes for Dellavedova, 0 of 2, 0 of 1 from 3-point range, 5 assists, 2 boards, and 1 turnover. Didn't score like usual. Sterling Brown, 24 minutes, 3 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3-point range, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 turnover. 18 minutes for Sean Kilpatrick, 4 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 1 of 1 from the line, 10 points, 1 board, 1 assist, and 1 block shot. Bunch of garbage time minutes tonight. DJ Wilson had 4 minutes, hit both of his shots, including a 3. 5 points, 1 rebound for DJ Wilson. Marshall Plumlee got in there. He was 0 of 2 in 5 minutes of play, 2 of 2 at the line. Good for 2 points, 1 board, and 1 turnover on the night for him. Rashad Vaughn even played. That's how big of a blowout it was. 4 minutes, 0 of 1 from 3-point range. He also had a rebound. And Xavier Munford played 7 minutes, got in the game actually outside of garbage time there at the end. 1 of 2 from the floor, 1 of 2 at the line. He had 1 steal, 2 turnovers, and 3 points for him. The Bucks shoot 37.6%. The T-Wolves 53.8%. 20.7% from 3. 6 of 29 for the Bucks. 7 of 19 for Minnesota. Free throw line 17 of 20 Minnesota. 19 of 25 for Milwaukee. Rebounds 43 to 39. Milwaukee leads there. Turnovers for the Bucks tonight, 15 for them, 14 for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Leading the way for the Timberwolves tonight, 28 points for Jimmy Butler on 8 of 15 shooting, 10 of 11 from the line. He also had 6 assists, 4 rebounds, and a steal. 24 and 11 for Karl-Anthony Towns to go along with 3 assists on 10 of 13 shooting tonight. Those were the two that led the way. Nobody else in double figures for the T-Wolves tonight outside of those two basketball players. All right, so what's next for the Bucks, considering the injury to Malcolm Brogdon tonight? And can somebody explain to me and defend Joe Prunty having Giannis and Chris Middleton in a blowout in the fourth quarter? I'm all ears. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Anthony Mandela, where to?
Big Marco down in Nashville's been hanging on.
What's up, Big Marco?
Are we snake bit?
Yep.
Are we a snake bit organization, man?
Yep.
What is up with? I mean, we get Jabari's hurt. Giannis, our star players that we tanked for are hurt. Our rookie of the year is hurt. I mean, my only answer to your question, Sparky, is that they tried to showcase the organization's ineptness, you know, in front of all those stars like Little John and Lenny Mayweather and, you know, basically that whole Super Bowl press corps. Unless I'm trying to show off our team, dude, to probably highlight some players. And Prunty was trying to go 5-0, and he was going to do everything that he could to go 5-0 when this is a trap game.
Not a trap game.
Trap game.
No, it's not a trap game. They're a good basketball team, the Timberwolves. They were up by you on...
what I'm saying, dude. I mean, if, you know...
A trap game is when you're playing a bad basketball team with a good basketball team after. That's a trap game. This isn't a trap game. You should have known what you had here. And it was the first game of a back-to-back, so you can't even use the fact that, we were tired.
All right. You know, the T-Pops are coming along, dude, but we should be winning. We should be winning. This is all plenty, dude, sitting here trying to go 5-0.
No. Look, they shot. They were horrible tonight shooting the
for a job.
But Big Marco, they were horrible shooting the basketball tonight. They missed shots all around the rim tonight. They just didn't play well on the offensive side of the floor, and they did look lethargic. Like I said earlier, they did. They didn't look like they were playing with a ton of energy to me. I don't know what everybody else thought, but that's what it looked like to me. And they were missing shots that they normally would make, so they were off offensively. But again, the issues are Brogdon and his injury, and Giannis and Middleton playing. At the end of that game, to me, because they're going to come home tomorrow night against the Knicks, and I better not hear from anybody that Giannis and Middleton are tired. I better not hear it from anybody that, oh boy, you know, back to back, we're tired. It's tough in the NBA, and I better not hear about it on Sunday either when they play the Nets. Better not. I don't want to hear in a post game presser with Giannis or Middleton that, well, you know, 3 games in 4 days, man, you know, just didn't have the legs tonight. Better not hear it. Better not, because if that happens, I'm going to lose my mind on Joe Prunty and his coaching staff. There's no reason for them to be in this game in the fourth quarter. None. Think I got my point across?
Yeah, I think they got you.
Good. All right, where to?
D in Finnemore is on the fan right now.
Yo, Sparky, man. Do I really got to talk about this game?
What'd you say?
Do I really have to talk?
No, you could talk about Malcolm Brogdon being hurt. Talk about what you want.
I don't even care about that.
You should care about that.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because the reason why I don't, dude, is because I know this Bucks franchise is funny and the fan base is all riled up, so that's going to be another excuse that we're going to make while we can't do the things we need to do.
That's correct.
And I also know that everybody was on this Prunty tip. And Gary Wolfe was saying it. I know we smashed Gary a lot. He was like, dude, them shots has been open. People have been having them shots, and the Bucks ain't been paying.
And Lowe said the exact same thing in his article on ESPN today.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted to talk to you about. What did you think about that article that came out today?
We did the whole thing on the big show today and talked about that. I just think they're in between a rock and a hard place, and I think that the Jabari Parker knee injuries really kind of screwed this whole thing up for them, and now they're stuck because now, according to that article, they offered somewhere around $18 million a year in a 3-year deal, and he told them no. So that tells me that Jabari wants closer to max money, which is fine if he was healthy and played. So now they're in a situation where, okay, so we play it out and we try and go for it this season. We keep Jabari, we see what happens, and go from there. But now, if somebody does offer him big money, say Philly in restricted free agents, and you go, yeah, I'm not rolling the dice. They can have them. Okay. Then you go into next year with Middleton, Bledsoe, and Giannis again. Problem is, both of those guys then can become free agents after next year if Middleton opts out. And now you're left with Giannis by himself after the first year of the arena with nothing around him.
That was beautiful, Sparky. And I agree with a lot of what you just said. But what everybody I read on Twitter, I've seen people complaining about it. What everybody missed in the article was when the team voted who was the alpha dog.
But that was before Giannis was Giannis.
But so what? My whole point is, and this is the problem with this team, and this is why they don't win. If you vote somebody an alpha dog and you still got those people on that team, that's what brings up the whole breakup and the fight issues that you had with the big three. Because there's players on this team that still have alliance to the supposed alpha dog. And I don't care what y'all say. I don't care if he scored 25 points. As long as that bum is on this team, the chemistry is going to be messed up. And I'm glad he can get buckets. But if Giannis is not the alpha, it does not matter. You can sign Jabari. You can have Bledsoe because that's going to lead to other people complaining. Just like earlier when everybody was complaining about Giannis snapping on Sweeney. Yeah, Giannis snapped on Sweeney, and maybe he should have been punished a little bit more, but let's keep it 100. That was the first time Giannis really reacted after his pops died. So it's like, dude, there's situations to that. And what I'm saying, Bucks team ain't about X's and O's. It ain't about the coach. It's about that damn locker room. And until you get that locker room straight, this team will not be consistent because people got to know their roles, fall into place.
Okay, so
go behind it.
Okay, so let's say that's right, and let's say they understand what the issue is. So then you have two options. Like I said, you either play it out this year and next year, and then start over after next season when you have all this extra space available, or you blow it up this summer and try and get another star to come play with Giannis this summer.
Hey, my whole thing is, and honestly, how I've been lately, it's been no joy watching this team because I thought the locker room was happy and I thought it was happy. But when I found out, I'm with the whole blow up. That's just me right now. I'm like, dude, I feel like if there's a negative situation, you got to get rid of it. And I'm glad you brought up Greg Gard earlier. Dude, he's starting to look like Dean Smith's replacement. And you can say he shouldn't be fired or whatever, but dude ain't getting none of the juniors that he recruited, the sophomores he recruited, and that team is going down. It's getting to the point, especially if Hap is going to hit it like everybody say he's going to hit it, the Badgers is going to be horrible.
Well, he's not. I mean, we'll see if he stays or not. I wouldn't be surprised if he left, especially if he doesn't think there's a lot coming after this.
And then as far as his Bucks team go, dog, seriously, though, Sparky, I'm with the whole blow-up, let's try to go do something, or I'm with signing Jabari. I'm willing to even give Jabari the money he wants if he's willing to take my stipulations of what I want him to take.
Right, but you would have thought that would have been in the summer, too, that they would have said, look, we want you to sign into what Joel Embiid did for his back except for your knees. But if he says no, you're screwed.
But honestly, Sparky, with the way this Bucks organization has ran, can you believe they came up with that? Before Philly even came up with that, nobody was doing that in the NBA.
Right, but they could have still said it after Embiid did it.
And what I'm saying is, after they did it was around the same time Jabari was like, I'm done talking to y'all.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, now they can go back and talk to him, especially if he ball out. But the one thing I do not want the Bucks to turn around, not sign Jabari, you trade him for a piece, right? And then you got Bledsoe and you got Milton, and then we do a Mo Williams red deal. And then you stuck in a situation, and now Giannis is
no.
You're looking like Larry Hughes and Antoine Jameson.
No, I'll tell you something right now. If they go do something stupid like that red deal with Middleton, when they give him max money, I'm going to ask for it. He's going to ask for it. I'm just telling you, I'm going to be beside myself if that happens.
And what people going to tell you is we had no other choice because we had nobody else. Ain't nobody
going to
come to Milwaukee.
No. Listen, this is the difference. Now you got me all fired up. This is the difference. Difference is nobody was coming to Milwaukee. Red was the only kind of all-star that you had, and they thought if Red left, nobody would ever show up at that arena. You have a legitimate superstar in Giannis that's going to sell tickets. And if Giannis can't draw another star to come play here, then he's not as good as we all think. Because otherwise, you can't tell me other stars in the league wouldn't want to come play with this dude.
Let me ask you a question, Sparky. You've been living here your whole life, right?
Yep.
Who played What Was Me better than us?
Nope. Well,
I'm just saying.
Cavaliers and Browns fans, City of Cleveland does it pretty good, or did, until they got all this success. Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this state, when you hear it, it's with every team we got. Well, we can't do nothing. This Wisconsin. Or you can't expect people to come here because it's Wisconsin. You hear it all the time. Even though the owners is building up downtown, they're doing a lot of things.
They're doing a lot of good things, yep.
Yeah, that should be positive to bring people here. What you're going to hear from people, if we don't get people, what you expect is Wisconsin. You will hear with the Brewers, too.
I'm telling you right now. Giannis leaves after this deal. That arena will be a ghost town.
Yeah, I know.
Ghost town.
I know.
No question. D, thanks for the call. Hey, man. That Jabari Parker, those two knee injuries have screwed this franchise. I'm not mad at Jabari at all. Nothing you can do, man. It's horrible, bad luck. It's just bad luck. Whatever it is. But that really kind of screwed them. One knee injury, they could have survived. But the knee injury last year really screwed them. It really did. Because if he plays all of last year and he's playing this year, actually, if he plays all of last year, he probably gets the max money that he wanted. It's my guess. He plays out last year, he probably ends up with a better offer than what he had, the $18 million, if he would have played the whole year last year. Probably would have got his max money extension, and it would have been done. But a second knee injury, because you can't have them give him max money off of two torn ACLs, he thinks he's worth it when he comes back, so he's going to bet on himself. Okay. And now he comes back tomorrow night, 15 minutes, and now they really need him if Brogdon is out. All right, let's go to shot of the game.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's shot of the game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, time for shot of the game. Anthony Mandela on a 108-89 loss by the Bucks tonight, and Malcolm Brogdon injury. What do you have?
Butler spins off the glass. Dellavedova hustling again. He gets it to Middleton. Middleton keeps up and down. Giannis from Chris.
Giannis from Chris, but give Deli a lot of credit.
108-89, Timberwolves over the Bucks tonight. We'll take more of your calls coming up on the other side. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, the Milwaukee Bucks. Pick and save postgame show presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. It's got a half a pound of cheese on it, y'all.
Hey guys, this is Jan Zadokubo of the Milwaukee Bucks, and you're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks postgame show here on The Fan.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113, Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All right, Bucks, well, they lost tonight. 108-89, that's really not the story of the game. The story of the game is Malcolm Brogdon getting hurt. They're calling it a quad strain. He went up for what was going to be a dunk layup. And as he went up, you saw the left knee and the left leg kind of come up real quick. He came down.
What defensive play stood out?
He went up, came down, and then he just stopped. He stopped walking. He just stopped. And they came up to him, and he's like, yep. And according to the Timberwolves announcers, he mouthed the words, I heard something pop, and then he just sat down on the ground and laid down and just sat there till the trainers came out. All the players were around him. They helped carry him off the floor. Not good. Guessing he won't play tomorrow. I'm guessing he won't play Sunday. And if you did hear something pop, if it's surgery, we already had one guy on Twitter start looking stuff up. Kurt. Where is it? Here it is. Kurt. Hey, Sparky, I read there are three grades for a strain or a pull. Grade three is the worst, 6 weeks recovery time. If it's torn, requiring surgery, it's 9 months. That's exciting, huh? Puts him back about the start of next season or December, somewhere in that area. So, yeah, there you go. So we'll have to wait and find out just how bad that is going forward. So you can jump aboard on that if you'd like, or explain to me why Giannis and Middleton were playing in a blowout in the fourth quarter. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. And, of course, knowing that you come home to play the Knicks tomorrow night, getting Jabari back, and you play on Sunday in Brooklyn. So three games in four nights, and Prunty's playing in a blowout in the fourth quarter. Beyond me. That's a Thibodeau move. That's what that was. And maybe Thibodeau rubbed off on him standing across from him on the basketball court, but that's exactly what that was. All right, defensive play of the game. Here we go.
Got to be aware. Bucks take it away. Jamal Crawford had it. Brogdon dunks it on the other end.
And that's when he got hurt. You got further play-by-play of that after it happened?
Sure do. We'd like to hear the full play, Fox start
Sports,
to finish.
Yep, Fox Sports, Wisconsin.
Bucks take it away. Jamal Crawford had it. Brogdon dunks it on the other end. You always have to keep your eye on Jamal Crawford. He's live at all times off the bench.
Well, Malcolm Brogdon's down, Jim. Malcolm Brogdon, I don't know if he landed awkwardly or took off awkwardly on that dunk attempt. But he immediately lifted one of his knees in the air. Not sure which one it was, but something's going on, and it didn't look good.
Thon Maker knew it, and he committed the foul to stop the action.
It's great being a Bucks fan. Okay, where are we going next, Anthony?
Ann in Minneapolis is hanging on for us. Were you at the game tonight, Ann?
Yeah, it's Dan.
Dan.
No, it's all good. Yeah, my girlfriend and I were at Target Center a while ago. We left pretty early in the fourth because, well, other than for the money we paid, get to see all the celebrities and Floyd Mayweather and Belichick and everybody that was there tonight, that was cool, but the game certainly wasn't, and we were really excited too because we had literally, it's not like when Chicago comes and overtakes our stadium or anything like that, but it was still, really cool to see here. We've gone for the last 4 years now. Here, continually gets better and better and better with the turnout, but the last 2 years now, it's just been an embarrassment, and I almost could have been at home had they not, I heard that earlier in the year, but. I really just
it was just sloppy tonight. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take, you know, for games like this. I know there's been the times where they just don't come to play against these bad teams, but there's also games like this. And, you know, a little earlier when you were talking to D and I was thinking about these things, you're talking about blowing it up and stuff. Personally, what I think it is, I think these guys are just too comfortable with each other. They don't have anybody who gets on them and holds them accountable for the things that they screw up. I mean, you watch some superstars, you know, LeBron will beat one of them, Westbrook, I know a lot of guys don't like playing with him, but hey, he'll bark at you. You know, he'll let you know, hey, come on, let's get this going. And it's not that Giannis doesn't have that leadership feel to him, but this group of guys, I think, has just been too used to playing with each other. And, I mean, I was talking with the guy next to me, who was also a Buck fan, we met tonight. I said, I don't know what it's going to take for Middleton to, you know, just show me some sort of consistency. But I quite frankly had it with him, and I agree with you, Mark. If we offer him any sort of max money, I am just going to be 50-50 because regardless of what you see on Twitter and stuff, people thinking, oh, well, he's got the numbers to be an all-star. He does not play like an all-star. He does not show you any sort of, you know, intangible that an all-star has. And, you know, quite frankly, for the money that we would save getting rid of him, we can lure something better here. And I'm, to be honest, I would love to have some way that we could package Middleton in a deal and bring something back. And
They may, and we'll find out. I got some news here. Are you listening to us on the app? Are you streaming us?
Yeah, that's what we're listening to right now.
Perfect. Well, don't turn me off. I got some news on Giannis. Thanks for the call. Okay. So, I told you, and everybody on Twitter told you, Giannis should not have been in that game at the end with Milton, right? That's what I said. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel. Giannis said he twisted his left ankle pretty badly in the fourth quarter. He's having trouble putting weight on it and said he's walking with a limp. He'll have to see how he's feeling tomorrow. The hits keep on coming for the Bucks. Still not going to see them all play together, are you? Still not going to see it. Nope. I don't know if they're cursed. I don't know if it's karma. I don't know what the heck is really going on right now, but this is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. That one's on the coaching. That one there is on the coaching. He never should have been in that game in the fourth quarter. So that one's on Prunty. You put him in that position to possibly get hurt, and because of our luck, he got hurt. Dude, if it's a high ankle sprain can take him out for weeks. If it's a high ankle sprain, he could be out for weeks. Do you understand? Thank God the All-Star break is close. Boy, this night has just sucked. Huh? Edmund? I mean, it's just been horrible. From a Bucks fan perspective, horrible! 108-89, T-Wolves over the Bucks. Let's do X-Factor of the game. Let's do that.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
The Brogdon's not the X Factor of the game. Giannis at the fourth isn't the X Factor of the game. X Factor of the game is you shot horrible. That's the X factor of the game. You couldn't hit the broadside of the barn tonight. You shot 37.5%. That's why you lost the game. You're awful. Plus, you had 10 turnovers between Giannis and Middleton. That's your X factor of the game. All right, we got to get to a sports flash. Or is that what we're going to do? All right, let's get to a sports flash. T-Wolves beat the Bucks 108-89.
Hey, Bucks fans. Let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's, famous for burgers, ribs, fajitas, and margaritas.
Bucks lose tonight to the T-Wolves, 108-89. Malcolm Brogdon out, the quad strain. Had a stabilizing crutch is what Matt Velasquez said after the game. Didn't talk to the media, was on the phone. I'm guessing he's going to be out for a while. Couldn't put pressure on it. Again, according to T-Wolves announcers, they claim that they could read his lips telling his teammates he heard something pop. So if that is something that's going to require surgery, he's going to be done for the year. So we'll have to wait and see what the Bucks doctors think and how long it will take them to tell us exactly what's going on with Malcolm Brogdon. So that's one hit. The other hit that keeps on coming is Giannis and Middleton had no business being in that game in the fourth quarter. And as karma would have it, Giannis gets hurt before he leaves the game and rolls his ankle. And after the game, tells Matt Velasquez that, yeah, it's pretty bad. I can't really put weight on my ankle. And I'm walking with a pretty bad limp, so we'll have to see how it is tomorrow. Mind you, they play at home tomorrow against the Knicks with Jabari Parker coming back. And they're in Brooklyn on Sunday. And now there's a chance he may not play in either one if it's a high ankle sprain. Furthermore, if it is a high ankle sprain and it's a bad high ankle sprain, he could be out a couple of weeks. High ankle sprains are tough. They can be brutal. And it never should have happened. Never should have been in the game. I got to give a Chili's MVP to this thing. John Henson, 14 points, 8 rebounds. Why? Because he didn't have a turnover. Giannis had 5 and Middleton had 5. So we'll give it to Henson. 14 and 8, 2 assists for John Henson. 5 and 9, 4 and 4 from the line. John Henson, your Chili's MVP for Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning here on The Fan. I'm sure they'll be talking about the Bucks all day tomorrow as well. Well, Bill Michaels might not be. He's on Radio Row at the Super Bowl tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We will be talking about the Bucks in the afternoon. Myself, Tim Allen, and Leroy Butler, as Robbie and Gary are both off. All right, Anthony, we're going to Trell at the north side. You're next on The Fan. What's up, Trell?
Hey, Sparky, how you doing?
Oh, buddy! Man, get yourself a drink, man. You need a drink. You sound like you've been beat up.
Yeah, I got a headache, Sparky.
Well, this isn't helping it.
This Buck situation just, I mean, earlier I already was reading that article for Zach Lowe. I mean, it pretty much validates what I've been saying. And I 100% agree with D. Anybody knows anything about locker room and basketball, Jason Kidd is great at these mind things, and I think that was a great test for him, you know, to try to see could he get his team in some sort of pecking order. And I think at the time, if you think about it, Milton was supposedly the man, just like Brandon Knight was when he was here, but that's because we didn't have the talent, or the talent hadn't developed to the point to what we see now. And, of course, Jabari probably would have took, if he never would have got hurt, which is hampering this team so bad that those injuries. If he would have never got hurt, of course, he was the second pick in the draft. He probably would have been. No one's seen Giannis becoming this, maybe except John Hammond thought that this would be his potential when he drafted him. And I just think that some things in life, when it comes to people, it's just like if you're working with somebody and you were the top, you know what I'm saying, the top person in the staff. And all of a sudden, regardless if it was from performance or from maybe you had it going on maternity leave, and then this other guy is just now the hot shot when you come back. A lot of people don't handle that too well.
Nope.
And I really believe that was the reason why the players were rumbling about Kidd, because I think that everyone knew this was Giannis' team, except some players on the team, which they won't publicly admit, of course, because it'll be an unpopular sentiment. But I think this is the best time right now. Milton has one more year on his deal. He's probably at the highest point. He's averaging 20 points. You're going to be able to get the best deal for him. Because if you try to trade him next year, he's only going to have a half a season on his contract. So I don't want that type of thing in this locker room. And if that includes Brogdon's hurt right now, but he's another guy that I think he's probably in the Milton camp as far as on that.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is the thing, though. They're both. Well, maybe not both, but Giannis is probably going to be standing here by himself, maybe with Sterling Brown, maybe with Thon Maker still after next season. And then after that, they're going to have to figure out which way to go. But
They're going to end up blowing this up because you can't pay Middleton max money. Well, I guess you can. I certainly wouldn't pay Middleton max money after next season. That's out. You can't pay Jabari Parker $20, $25 million with two torn ACLs. So that's out at this point. Eric Bledsoe is not worth anything close to whatever he's going to ask for, I'm guessing. So you really are going to be in a situation where you're going to have to hope that Giannis's star is bright enough to pull one or two to Milwaukee with him.
And that's what has my head hurting even badder just thinking about that. Because if you think about it, if they blow this thing up and now you got Giannis, and let's just say they don't make the right moves, they're not able to get anybody to come here. Maybe Garrett Wolf was on to something when he said that he think it's a better than half percent chance.
Right. That he leaves.
That Giannis might leave.
Yep.
And that was my whole problem with the whole Jason Kidd fiasco in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to have to see. I got to get some more calls here. We got full line. Right. Strell, thanks for the call, man. All right, where are we going next?
Let's see here. Damani on the north side. Damani and Tulsa.
Damani and Tulsa, you're up next on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's good, y'all?
All right.
For me, it looks like all things went bad when they got Eric Bledsoe because the team chemistry is shot and it's too much one-on-one basketball. And to be honest, I think they miss Greg Monroe. He was one of the tough guys in the locker room. He held everybody accountable. And even though everybody talked crazy about him in the media, whatever, like the Bucks really needed him. And I think all went downhill when he left, just from my perspective.
Well, all right. Thanks for the call. I don't know one way or the other. If there are issues, I don't know if there are or not, but if there are issues in this locker room, I think it was before Bledsoe. Personally, Bledsoe just got here. I can't believe Bledsoe could fracture a locker room that quickly. So I don't think I'm going to put this on Eric Bledsoe by any stretch of the imagination. I have no idea. I don't know if it was Kidd and Giannis versus everybody else or Kidd, Giannis, and Thon or whatever the case may be. Doesn't really matter. Unless this erupts and the two sides hash it out and go at it, and it's just going to be this quiet underlying storm that nobody in that locker room is going to talk about, but everybody knows what's happening, then it's going to be a slow death of this locker room and of this team. And just is. If nothing is wrong and everybody gets along and this is all overblown by everybody, so be it. But that doesn't change the fact of what the facts are of Jabari becoming a restricted free agent, you have two torn ACLs, and Middleton and Bledsoe in a situation to test free agency after next year, leaving Giannis. Those are facts. That's not Sparky fabricated, Sparky trying to get the hype train going one way or the other. None of that stuff. These are facts. So you can't change that. Now, you can say, okay, well, we're going to pay Middleton $25 million a year, $30 million a year, whatever. That's your choice. Just do realize that when Giannis's deal is up, he then is going to look around and go, are they doing right by me? Are they really putting the best players around me that they can? That's what's going to occur. And if there is beef somewhere in there and he's just going along with the flow and keeping his mouth shut, like I'm guessing Giannis probably does, by the time you realize something's up, he's walking out the door heading to the next team. And I said it before and I'll say it again about this whole kid thing. I don't really care that they fired Kidd one way or the other. All I care about is keeping Giannis here long term. That's it. And so many of you told me that I was overreacting. Don't worry, Giannis will be fine. They're going to do the right thing. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. But I'll tell you right now, if they keep getting guys hurt left and right, including Giannis, it's going to be awfully difficult to win basketball games. It's going to be awfully, awfully difficult if you can't ever keep everybody healthy on the floor. And that's not anybody's fault. And this is two blown ACLs for Jabari. Whose fault is that? I'm not putting anybody at fault for that. Not going to do it. Brogdon goes up for a dunk and comes down wrong. And now he had questions about his health coming out of college to begin with. But again, that's nothing you can do about that. It is what it is. The Giannis injury, that's on the coaching staff tonight with that ankle sprain that he's limping on and can't put weight on. That one I can blame on Prunty and the staff. But some of this other stuff, nothing you can do about it. All right, where to next, Anthony Mandela?
Let's go to Michael in Caledonia. Michael, you're on the Pick and Save postgame show.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, what's up, Sparky? Yeah, tonight is a frustrating night, of course. I've been listening to you for ever since I can remember, Sparky, and I've listened to you all day today talk about the whole Bucks future and everything, and that's definitely something to be worried about, because the Bucks future is very much in the air. But the way I look at it is we have the best player we had since the 70s with Lou Alcindor, that's all we can really ask for. And we need a way to see what Jabari can do. I think that's what the Bucks are really trying to do. Like, with all these trade rumors, I mean, those are rumors, but I think everybody's waiting to see what he can do. And if Jabari comes out, plays good, we'll give him whatever he wants, and I'm fine with that.
Well, we're going to find out if they're willing to do that or not. I think there is much divide over there of what they really want to give him and whether or not they want to work with him long-term off of two ACLs. And that's the issue. Like we always talk about, you got all these people trying to make a decision all sitting around the room. They'll tell you over there, well, that's the right way to do it. This is good. As many opinions as possible are a good thing. And I will tell you that I totally disagree. Give me a veteran general manager. Let him make the call and let's move forward. Thanks for the call. Let's get one more in here. Where are we going next?
George on the north side. You're on the fan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
I'll try to look at it totally different. I mean, I really just get tired of the Bucks bashing in general. My thing is this right here. We just came off a winning game, three-game winning streak. The basketball season is up and down. I don't care about the coaching. When it comes down to it, it's all about the players. You got to go out there. You got to play. As an individual player, everybody play their position. The Bucks have to go out and get the players that fit. Barry, like you said, couldn't do nothing about his knee. They're not going to play Chris Middleton $25 million a year because he ain't worth it. And they're good to let the point guard go because he's not a good fit. All I'm saying is when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks, let's let the season play out. Let's let everything play out. They're not, even if they lose Barry and all them, you still got to go grab players. Either you're going to get the players that are going to want to come because we got a new stadium, or they're not.
No. It has nothing to do with the stadium. They're going to come to play with Giannis, or they're not.
Drawing talent.
You know, it's about Giannis. That's it.
Of course. But stop. Y'all keep dissing the history about, oh, my God, this is the greatest player since Lou Alcindor. Dude, we had great Bucks teams here through the 80s with Moncrief and all them, and also with the Milwaukee Bucks who almost got to the finals with Glenn Robinson and Ray Allen.
That's
in
one year.
Who also start players.
That's so, one year. They didn't win a playoff series out of that.
Man,
no, it's not.
You
go back. George, go back and look at that team.
I'm talking
they
about
won
through the 80s.
And you said the George Karl team. The George Karl team won one year. They didn't win a playoff series any other year with George, with Ray Allen and Glenn Robinson. Go back and look, and then call me
Ray
back.
Ray Allen, Glenn Robinson, and Sam Cassell.
Right.
That's the team I'm talking about.
One year.
I mean,
don't
disrespect the players that we have. We have star players here. Giannis is having a transcending player season this year.
George, if you honestly believe that Sam, Ray, or Glenn are as talented as Giannis, then you're wrong.
No, wait, man. That's what I'm saying. Everybody have a right to have their own opinion. I didn't say that. What I said is, let's watch him continue to grow. He's having a breakout season this year.
And last year.
Okay, that's fine, but it has to continue, Sparky. He's 22 years old, man.
What, you think he's going
to
fall off and suck?
Let's watch him continue to grow, though.
You think he's going to fall off and suck, George? You're saying it's not real?
That, bro. Bro, again, I never said that.
Well, what do you think's going to happen?
I said, let's watch him continue to grow. Let's see what the Bucks can do this season. We don't have to always be dark horse. Oh, my God. Every time they lose a game, all I hear y'all talking about is,
did you watch the game?
I did watch the game.
Okay,
so what
do you think?
In the end, Sparky,
George.
It's basketball, man.
George, he never should have been in the game, George.
It doesn't matter. It's hoping. I don't want to come out. I want to play.
I don't care what you want. I'm your coach.
Sparky,
you're coming out, George.
You know what, Sparky, what you do?
It's not about you.
No, you get upset. You get upset if somebody disagrees with you. You got the power to cut people when they're talking.
I let you talk quite a while.
I'm telling you, Sparky, is basketball. Have you played basketball in your life, Sparky?
Yeah, George.
Okay, are you a competitor, Sparky?
Yes, George.
Okay, then it doesn't
George,
matter.
George.
He might not want to come out.
I don't give a damn what he wants, George, and I don't care what you want either.
Well, okay, exactly, and they don't give a damn what you think.
Right, but
that's
guess what?
He was in the game.
But, George, that's the problem. He's not the coach. And guess what, George?
It doesn't matter.
And
he's
guess
a
what,
player.
George?
You're paid $20 million a
I
year.
I do not
your
care.
You're going to be on the floor.
No, you're not. Not in a
yes,
blowout.
You are.
All right, George, that's it. I've let you talk enough. Goodbye.
That's fine. You can
all right, I did cut you off. And I didn't really cut you off because I let you talk forever. So, George, I'll tell you what. So, in your world, you think he makes $20 million a year. He can play whenever he wants to play. And my response to you is he makes $20 million a year. That's our star investment on our team. And if he gets hurt in a meaningless situation, we're screwed. Now, George says, well, that's fine. It's basketball. It's okay if he gets hurt in a meaningless situation because he's a competitor. And if he wants to play, he should play, Sparky. And I will tell you, I don't care what he wants. A smart head coach doesn't have him out there. Popovich isn't running him out there in that game. Promise you. Brad Stevens isn't running him out there in that game. It's just not happening. You can defend Prunty all you want and have at it. I'm telling you, I think he's dead wrong. George says, let the players play as much as they want to play. Who cares about the coach? Fine. If that's how you were as a player and you didn't care what your coach said, God bless you, George. I'm telling you that me personally, he had no business being in that game. We can disagree. That's fine. No problem whatsoever. 414-799-1250. All right. Ruler of the backboard. Let's hear it.
You're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Now it's time to pick the ruler of the backboard. Brought to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, loaded with a half pound of Wisconsin cheese. It truly is the ruler of pizza.
All right, ruler of the backboard tonight was Giannis, 15 rebounds, 17 points, 6 assists, and 5 turnovers. Giannis, ruler of the backboard tonight. All right, take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Joe Prunty. We'll see what he has to say about playing Giannis in that game where Giannis now left with a what appears to be an ankle sprain of some sort. He said after the game to Matt Velasquez that he can't put weight on it and he's limping pretty bad. We'll talk here from Prunty next.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner. Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's hear from Bucks head coach Joe Prunty after the Bucks lose tonight to the Timberwolves 108-89. This courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Nothing that's already been put out there. So, we'll obviously know tomorrow exactly the extent, evaluate him, see how it is.
Do you expect that he'll have an MRI tomorrow then?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've got to sit down with the medical staff and go through exactly what the procedure is in terms of, but obviously it's something we got to take a look at, is enough to get him out of the game, and so we'll see.
What did he say to you guys? Obviously the whole team was huddled around him. What did he say to you guys in that moment when he was down under the basket?
I wasn't over there at that time, but obviously, we talk about the team being together, the fact that we cheer for each other, pull for each other, so on and so forth. I mean, that's just an example of that.
Him going out kind of took the wind out of the sails a little bit there in the second quarter?
Maybe it could. I don't want to put anything on that because it's like we've talked about. You got to, step up, be ready to play. I understand human nature, that aspect of it. But, that there's a lot of plays that took place in this game that you can talk about. Obviously, we're concerned about his health. That's no question. But I don't want to diminish, the whole game.
The offense, just there are a lot of open shots didn't fall and just a little bit of difficulty with figuring out how to deal with their defense. What did you think it was, especially on the offensive end tonight?
I did think it was some of the open shots that didn't fall. There were stretches where our spacing wasn't exactly how we wanted it. I've got a few plays in mind, where I can see the ball coming to the break, right where the three-point line breaks. And we've got a guy there and a guy right in the corner, so we're too close to each other. So you can have one guy guarding two and allow them to recover. Again, with spacing, just being able to get the ball downhill. Sometimes they had crowded the lane, so it's got to be a drive and kick followed by potentially another drive and kick because there's so many people in the paint. Then when they rotate out, it can't just be the one pass. But again, I agree with you. I thought there were times we got good looks, just have to knock them down.
And, Coach, when you guys did try to make a run back, it seemed like they would come up with a big shot. And was that just the case when you guys did get some rhythm? It seemed like they were able to make sure that they extended their lead or keep a hold on the lead they had?
Yeah, that's when you're down, you know, it's not only scoring, you got to get the stops and run, and that's the whole thing. You know, they shot a high percentage tonight. I think they had 50 points in the paint. But the big thing was, like you said, when you're trying to make a run after you got it, you already have the deficit, your margin of error becomes significantly smaller, especially as the time continues to go down, right? Because if you're down, like we said the last time we played them, if you're down 14 in the first half or, you know, 16, you have more time to come back. That's why the last time we were down 20 in the third was pretty impressive, because you don't have as much time to come back.
All right, there you go. Joe Prunty, 108-89. Timberwolves over the Bucks. They'll be talking about this tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler starting at 6 o'clock. Bill Michaels from Radio Row at the Super Bowl from 10 until 2. Tim Allen, myself, and Leroy Butler will be doing the big show tomorrow afternoon from 2 until 6. I know we will be talking about this as well, all the different aspects. Brogdon being down, what next now if you're the Bucks? The Giannis injury, is it on Joe Prunty? May play back George's call tomorrow on the big show. And let those guys make of it as they will, and see how many people agree with George that Prunty did the right thing letting Giannis play if Giannis wanted to play. We'll discuss all that tomorrow here on The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your night. It's been the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show, presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza with a half a pound of cheese. Bucks lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.